riches.
That's, he brought back a lot of memories too. He, Brother Drummond sent me a little short clip of the Shady Acres guys up there playing and singing.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me how terrible I was on the mandolin. But I was up there pretending. Can't do it, just do what you can. At the time I knew I wasn't any good. And that just reconfirmed it.
Well, I didn't wear a tie again, so I didn't. So I knew that somehow I was going to get asked, so I didn't wear a tie. And still got asked. Amen. Well, I enjoyed this week. I really enjoyed every preacher. Brother Tim, I remember we went to he was a skinny young boy.
Oh yeah.
And I took him out selling perfumes years ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know if he sold anything or not, but I was teaching him how to sell. And I'm glad to be able to be part of the church. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad to be able to be have friends like Brother Leroy.
Yeah.
That every time he comes, we just enjoy, have a good time, and have a good fellowship. Amen?
Amen.
I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 14. It was 2019, a couple of years ago. I mean, yeah, I guess a couple of years now. That Brother Jejo is one of Brother Javier Owando's son, the ones that got to school in Colombia. His son was born, and the boy was born with every kind of trouble and problems in his face, his head, his lungs. And Brother Jejo was going, and his wife was going through a real hard time with his child. And she quit her job. He had to only work part-time. And as I was going to Colombia, God gave me this verse of scripture, or this message, for them. And it was really for them at the time, because we're real close. At the time, it was something that they were going through that I never gone through it. But I read the scripture. God gave me this verse of scripture, and I want you to please let's stand up so we can read it together, and then we'll pray. I'll get Brother Leroy to pray. And then we'll let the Lord give us this. And it says, John chapter 14, verse 1. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Okay, preacher, can you pray?
Father, we come to you this morning to pray for brother. As he stands, God, to preach the word of God.
Yeah.
Love him. Many hours of fellowship. But I pray now, as you touch Brother Tim, I pray you touch Brother Louis Polonis. God, you've used him over the years. I pray you strengthen his body and let him have many more years of building this work that you've laid on his heart. But now that he preaches, liberate his mind and heart. And as the black man that lubricated his soul, God, where he can preach the word freely. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, preacher. All right. You know, this 2020, which is a year of trial. That's what 20 plus 20 is equal 40. That's what I was told. And it's been a troubled time for many people. In Colombia, I went there in the March of 20. And March 22nd, they closed down the airports, and I was able to stay there. And it was closed down, martial law. Everybody had to stay in the house. And everybody was just happy because now they get to stay in their house. Until about 3 weeks later,
yeah.
Everybody's killing each other.
Yeah.
But I was glad that happened because at the apartment where I have in Colombia, there was people that I have said hello only. And now that this pandemic hit, I was able to speak to them, talk to them. And I was able to present the gospel to them in times of trouble. We think that only times of trouble is bad times, but it's really not. And I got to looking at this verse of scripture for Jeju and Mayra. And as they were going through this time where every day they live in the hospital 24 hours a day, and they sit in the hospital, not knowing if the little baby was going to live. And God showed me this verse of scripture that talks about, let not your heart be troubled. Yeah. That would be something like Brother Jack Wood would say, hey boy, don't worry about that. And people worry so much about something that we have no control over.
No target. That's right.
That's right.
Yes.
And so in Colombia, I begin to witness to these people that I have never witnessed to them before. And God opened the doors for the lady and the man upstairs began to ask me, are you coming to teach us the Bible? That they never, never, ever said just only hello. And God opens doors. And so I got to thinking about let not your heart be troubled. Your heart is the trouble of your mind, your feelings, and your emotions. And this time in 2020, people got their mind, their feelings, and their emotions all troubled. All worry, all stirred up. That word trouble comes from that word turbulence. When you're on an airplane, that's what happens when the plane starts just shaking up. It's turbulence.
Yeah.
And problems come in our life every single day. I had troubles as a missionary. I left here in 1995. Brother Leroy was preaching one time about finding diamonds. And I surrendered to go to Colombia. And I surrendered to go to Colombia with my family and my children. And I left everything here of the United States when people wanted to come to America. And I'm going to go back to my country to preach the gospel to sinners and give them the word of God where they can be saved and the families can come together. And I went. Not knowing that I was going to come back by myself.
Yep. Yep.
Troubles come every single day in your life. Every day, troubles are going to come, and there's going to be turbulence in your home. It's going to move, shake you up. Troubles mean it's conflicts, unsettled, hardships, tough, stressful, dark days, disturbed and worry.
Yeah.
It'll shake you up.
I
didn't think when I left to Colombia, I was going to get shucking up. I thought it was going to be nice. Everything's going to be okay. And all I'm going to do is just preach and get sinners saved. And that was it. But the devil shut me up.
Yeah.
But I'm still here.
Amen.
And you see, sometimes when trouble comes in your life, you cannot allow things to shake you up and eat you out. I see these men, like Brother Bobby. I see Brother Bobby go through all them hardships and troubles and times where he didn't even know what he was going to do with his wife. But we see all his children here.
Yes.
Serving the Lord. Here.
Right.
I see some of the men in our church. Brother Wade, I don't know if he's here, but Brother Wade got good family to stay. I buy the stuff like Brother Zorn talked about. Brother Gary Lutrick. And sometimes you wonder, man, all these things that you serve the Lord, and those troubles came to me? Why? When there's a troubled heart, the first thing that it comes in a person's life is the finances. Troubles come with finances. We just talked about that this week. Everybody's talking about this year, the things are finances. That'll shake you up. Finances will shake you up. Will bring stress. Financial will bring stress to the home. Trouble and finances bring hardships and turbulence and disorder. While I was in Colombia, we had finances, stress. But somehow we just got over it. We just went and sold some things. Sold some perfumes. Sold something. Got money somewhere. We didn't have to write no letter saying, hey, could you help us? Just got to do something.
Yeah.
Troubles are good. Troubles are good. If you're going through some trouble right now, it's good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Troubles are very good. Because when you have gone through troubles, it'll make us call on God a lot more.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
You'll wake up a lot early.
Yes. That's right. Oh, yeah.
In 2000, just 4 years ago, when I had that heart attack there in Colombia, I drove myself to the hospital. I didn't call nobody. There was nobody to call. I was by myself. And I didn't know how to get there. I was just driving. And this thing was like, it was beating. And I didn't know what to do. And I finally got there. And when it was all over, when I was back at the house, God just said, you know what? I just want you to just sit here and read your Bible and learn how to pray. And from that day, my brethren, the troubles that come on my way, I just know that if you just sit there and read your Bible and pray and get a hold of God, He will go through the troubles in your life.
Amen.
I'm not telling you anything different than what some have experienced. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. A troubled heart brings families conflicts. When there's a troubled heart, when your heart is troubled, when there's problems in your heart, when your thinking is all stirred up because of things that are going on in your life, there'll be conflicts in your home, in your family. Get distressed, disturbed, and then you get divorced. families will go through trial times. And I'm so glad that I have a church here.
Yeah.
That I can look back and I can say, thank you, preacher.
Yeah.
Thank you, church. Thank you, friends.
Amen.
Thank you that you were there.
Yeah.
It's rough. And I see missionaries that don't have a church that they can rely on.
Right. Right.
That they don't have friends that they call them up and say, hey, are you okay? Is everything going? Everything good? When you don't have a pastor that can back you up, that's rough. God gave us a good church. So let not your heart be troubled. Don't let things worry you. Don't let everything that comes your way, all this trouble that comes your way, trouble your life. Just take the Bible. Believe what it says. And just pray and let the Holy Ghost take your life. I learned to be able to pray and say, Lord, I'm going to give you a time of prayer. And I'm just going to give God, just like the way we sing, an hour of prayer. Sometimes we sing an hour of prayer and you only gave God 10 minutes. You sing God, what? 1 hour of prayer, and you give God 10, 15 minutes, and you got barely make them 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't worry about it.
Man.
You don't have finances, don't worry about it.
Amen.
Don't worry about it. If money doesn't come in, go sell something. Go cut a grass. Go do something. You got to have something. You got a garage full of things. Go sell something. Don't worry about the finances. The sinners that need Christ, worry about them. They need Christ. I just talked to a man just this past week. And I got to talking to this man. And I began to tell him about the Lord, how good God been to me. And the guy just bowed down his head and he said, you know, you're right. I just can't get off this bottle. I just don't know. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. And God gave me the opportunity to be able to talk to this man. And I'm just following up. I'm just making him follow up. Just keep following up. I learned exactly what Brother Dean Size did. Knock on the door and put your foot in the middle right there.
Yeah.
Put your foot right there. Don't let them close it.
Yeah.
I mean, if we do that selling, why can't we do that preaching?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I mean, I'm a salesman. And I'm going to go and knock on a door. Let's just say I'm going to knock on a door to sell something. And if they say no, that means that they don't understand. So I could continue telling them. That's exactly what you do with the gospel. When they say, I don't want to hear it, it's just that maybe they're just a little hard of hearing. And you just continue talking to them.
Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Don't worry about it.
Amen.
Don't let finances, don't let family problems get to your life and get to your thinking. Where you just don't know what to do. Yes, God wants you to know what to do.
Thank you.
Yes, He does. People just, you watch too much CNN.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quit watching that.
Yeah.
Don't watch CNN, ABC, even Fox. It doesn't matter who it is.
Right.
Don't watch it.
Right. Right.
I have not got the first phone call from the president yet. It don't matter who the president is. We got a king. Why do we want a president?
Hallelujah.
Let not your heart be troubled.
Right.
Don't let it trouble you.
Yeah. Right.
Trouble hearts.
Yeah.
Trouble finances. Trouble family.
Yeah.
Trouble friends.
You're right.
Sometimes friends will just become unsaid. And they'll just... They just go away. We got a friend. Who is that friend? That's closer than a brother. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord.
Yes.
I don't let my heart trouble anymore. I don't. Because when I was in that hospital bed and my heart was pumping 1,000 miles an hour and I was going away and I realized, hey, you know what? If I go, I win. If I stay, I win. So it doesn't matter.
That's right.
It doesn't matter where you stay here or go. You're going to win anyway.
That's right. Thank you.
So why are you worried? Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. 2020 is gone. 2021 continues. And there are going to be troubles. Next year, 2022, there'll be troubles.
Oh, yeah.
And there'll continue to be troubles as you go.
You.
But let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Believe in God. Jesus said, believe also in me. Just believe him. Just believe him. All I know is that the Bible tells me right here, and whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do. And here it is. Here's the reason why and the only reason why God answers your prayers. Listen to this. Here it is. That the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Yes.
I think one of the brothers said he wasn't interested in us. It's right. God's not interested in answering our prayers just to answer our prayers. He's interested in that the Father is going to be glorified in the Son. And so he answers any prayer that you want. It's right here. What it says. That whatsoever you shall ask in my name, whatsoever. What does whatsoever mean? Whatsoever. Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do. Why? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Don't worry about it. He's going to answer your prayers.
Yeah.
So the Father can get glorified in the Son. That's it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Amen.
Let not your heart be troubled. If you got a troubled heart right now, why don't you tell God, come on and say, Lord, I'm sorry. My heart got trouble. I got to worry. Worry. In Spanish, the word is called preocupar. Pre means before. Ocupar means occupy. Occupy before. That means you're occupying yourself before it's time to be occupied. That means you're just worried about nothing.
Yeah.
So just tell the Lord, Lord, you know what? I'm sorry that I'm worried about something that has no meaning. You know what's the meaning right now? The Word of God in your life. That you can have fellowship with the Holy Ghost of God.
Amen. Amen.
And that the Holy Ghost can come upon you.
Amen.
And when it comes upon you, you can speak and preach and teach and testify. And people will be saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
I don't know how to teach. I don't know how to preach. I don't know how to testify. The Holy Ghost will give you the words to do it.
Sure.
Sure.
Just tell the Lord, I'm sorry, Lord.
Sure.
I'm worried about nothing. Let not your heart be troubled.
It's called Psalm 306. 306 in the Soul Stirring Hymn Book.